Your day has just begun.
Yeah.
But for DJ and PK, they're just hitting their stride. It's time for all your headlines from the night in sports. As DJ and PK tell you what's trending.
Are you ready?
On 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Yeah.
Hashtag NFL.
The Rams eat the $7.55 million for 2020. They're going to have to take on an additional $12.6 million in dead cap money. Financially, this is not a good situation for the Rams, but certainly some good memories for them as they say goodbye to Todd Gurley.
Albert Breer?
Breer.
Who the heck's he?
Sports Illustrated. He writes the Monday Morning Quarterback.
All right. The Gurley Man. Goodbye, Gurley Man. Thanks for joining us. On this beautiful Friday morning, the Rams cutting him. Todd Gurley had knee issues and never really got healthy after he had a great season. Seemed like he was the emerging face of the franchise, but it's running back in the face of the franchise today, and your Gurley man gone the next day.
Didn't take long for him to get picked up, though.
Who picked him up?
The Atlanta Falcons on a one-year deal.
The Falcons, and they got rid of, which running back would they get rid of? Freeman?
Yeah, Devontae Freeman.
Yeah, so they're just exchanging guys there. Good luck to all of them. And it is official. It is true. It is true.
Coming down about 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, I seen that, as they say. Ungrammatically incorrect. Tom Brady officially with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Best thing that ever happened to the Bucs outside of John McKay and getting the franchise. And they won a Super Bowl, right? With, what's that guy's name?
John Gruden.
John Gruden, there it is.
Chucky.
I know who John Gruden was. Yeah, I actually did Media Day. That was in San Diego that year. And it was the first Super Bowl after 9/11.
Yes, did you go down to it?
I didn't go to the game.
You went
I went to Media Day. Because I was down there probably at that time. It would have been BYU basketball. I think I was – no, it would have been Utah basketball. And so Utah basketball played there on the Saturday before, I think it was. And so the watchdog had me stay down there and go to Media Day. They had it in the stadium. And it was the only time – that I have ever received a police escort. They had us meet downtown there in the convention center like at 6:30 in the morning, and we had gone through a bunch of clearance, and they put us on a couple of buses, maybe two or three buses, and then they transported us over to the stadium, Qualcomm or whatever it's called then, now, I don't know.
It'll forever be Jack Murphy. Come on, let's be
That's what it was. And so we had a police escort. Then we had to go through more security to get in. And it was quite the ordeal. And then I just interviewed the locals. I don't remember how many locals were on the team. For some reason, I remember talking to Doug Jolly. Was he with the Raiders?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was grateful that he wasn't in high demand. He was just sitting in the bleachers. And I was able to snag him and then whoever else was and then some of the more popular guys at the time. And so they were all set up there, Media Day at the stadium in San Diego. So the Buccaneers, it's probably this, I'd say the third best thing. The fact that they got the franchise and they won the Super Bowl, and now Tom Brady is signing with them. That's crazy. And also, too, the Rams releasing all-pro linebacker Clay Matthews. Now, I don't know what's going to happen there. Is he going to be done? Is he going to be trying to get on with somebody else? Because he's been around for a long time, and he's been very good for a long time. Broncos, as expected, released Flacco. He failed the physical designation, so he's an unrestricted free agent. I think he's 35 now, which for some guys, that's Tom Brady I'm speaking of. Got several years to go. Let's see what happens there if he gets picked up. And which old-timer that the Broncos sign? I know they signed their young guys.
Yeah.
Locke, and what's the other guy's name?
Oh, it skipped my mind.
Yeah, it's from like Southwest Louisiana or one of those schools.
It's a FCS kid, but yeah. Drew Locke's kind of the incumbent, it looks
right.
like.
Right, so, but unless they go out and...
Who's Elway going to go pick up?
You know, Manning's younger brother, obviously, is out there.
Hey, Eli.
let's see. Vinny Testaverde.
What's Vinny, like 51 now?
Well, seems what Elway signed himself.
I can still do this, guys, even though I'm 60.
Yeah. So, and then we heard the news that Sean Payton tested positive for the coronavirus. I mean, that's just, wow. I don't know what to say on that. So, expects to make a full recovery. That's the good thing. I don't know. I haven't seen any stats on if you get it, what are your chances for a full recovery, how much pain are you in, how much of the illness affects you from the time you get it to you get, or disease, whatever you call it, to get to the full recovery. We know the older you are, the more in danger you are, I guess, of dying. So, crazy stuff. And because NFL teams are unable to oversee physicals due to the coronavirus outbreak, they've added provisions in player contracts stating that failed physicals result in forfeited signing bonuses. So if a player signs a $30 million contract with $10 million signing bonus this week, for example, but fails physical whenever they should give it in June, he could lose a $10 million signing bonus and be bound to a three-year $20 million potentially. So, see how that plays out. All right, that's the NFL. Thankfully, the NFL is still going on, having some off-the-field news and keeping us going at least to a degree in sports. Now, let's go to the NBA.
Hashtag NBA.
What's up, everyone? So, I just found out I tested positive for the coronavirus. I'm okay. I feel fine. I don't feel any of the symptoms. But I can't stress enough of practicing social distancing and really, you know, keeping yourself away from a large group of people. I mean, just really washing your hands and help protect yourself and help protect others by protecting yourself. Thank you.
Wow, that's Marcus Smart with an outstanding message as he's Boston Celtics guard. We know of him. He's a tough guy. Hit those threes here a few weeks back to beat the Jazz. I think he had three in a row. He's not known as an outside shooter. But he goes on to social media and delivers a very responsible message as far as the virus goes and what we're told to do. And then we have two unnamed Los Angeles Lakers players. I saw the sister of JaVale McGee said it's not him. So I don't necessarily need to know who they are. It doesn't really matter to me. But this video is... I thought that was an excellent thing by Marcus Smart to do that. It says he feels fine. This is just crazy. Not feeling any symptoms, but yet you test positive for that. It's just, I have a simple mind, and that's another thing that I don't understand. And then the NBA sends out a memo yesterday stating that starting today, Friday, all 30 NBA teams must close their practice and training facilities to players and staff until further notice in a bid to curb that spread of the virus. So they're not allowed to work out at any, team practice or owned facilities. Yeah, more crazy stuff. I don't know what's going to happen there. Adam Silver did his thing as far as the schedule of maybe going Christmas to August. What do you think of that? You like that? Not like it? I'm okay with it either way. It really doesn't really matter to me. I guess, suppose for our radio purposes, that would be better. It would stretch out. At that point, we really wouldn't have any so-called downtime because if we went from the NBA right into college football, I mean, those are the two big things we hit locally here, obviously. And I don't mind the season the way it is now. But if they think that that's what they need to do to get more attention, more money, so be it. Now, that's your NBA right here, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
Hashtag Major League Baseball.
Boston Red Sox ace Chris Sale says he's going to undergo Tommy John surgery. He chose the procedure now because delaying it could cause him to miss a significant time next season because the repairs of the elbow typically take 12 to 14 months. So at this point, who knows how many games they're going to play this year and when the season is going to be starting. So you would return in early 2021. So is this like we've seen now a couple of guys, the Yankee Severino said he was going to do it. Now, I think that was before the season.
That was before this all really went down.
Yeah, but I'm wondering now if there's any question. Do you have it? It's like before you go in on your mission? You get all your medical stuff out of the way?
Well, yesterday we talked about Verlander. He decided to have that groin surgery.
That's right. Yeah, so he was going to be out.
So I think there, guys, if there's something nagging you,
yeah,
now might be the time to get it taken care of.
Right, because it doesn't look like maybe mid-May, mid-June. Who knows? We don't know when the season's going to start. So if you got that, any particular issue, particularly this one, because it's a major injury, people come back from it, but it's still, you miss a major amount of time, obviously, and so now's as good a time as any to have to miss time because you're not really missing playing time. And you can rehab it, and the team's not playing, so you can buy some time, so to speak. So we'll see if there's any more guys who have some injuries that require some type of form of surgery that's going to be out an extended period. I guess now's the time. Get ready for your mission so you're ready to go, and hopefully in the spring of 2021, a year from now, a little less than a year from now, when players gather for what we hope would be the normal season in 2021. Rockies manager Bud Black told reporters he'd be in favor of playing doubleheaders as a way to make up for lost time for this season. In theory, yeah, I think all of us would be up for some sort of doubleheader situation, he said during a conference call. The thing that's going to be in front of all of us is it's going to be the same for everybody. It's got to make sense for the clubs and the players. Yeah, they don't really have the doubleheaders anymore. I was a kid, and I can remember we were going to doubleheader, and my father told me, we're going to go to Shea Stadium and see the Mets. And I have no idea who they're going to play. But he told me, so they played two games. And I thought, oh my gosh, I'm going to be at the stadium for like 8 hours. This is just going to be absolutely awesome. So I was probably 10 years old or something. And we got tickets somehow from somebody. And we're going to be there watching a doubleheader. I get to watch all these games, all these innings, both games. This is so cool. And then, I think when I was 13 years old, at the end of a doubleheader at the Oakland Coliseum in Oakland, California, I got my picture taken with Reggie Jackson. Did you know that, Yach?
I've heard this story before, yes. It is a great story, though.
My mother, she worked at City College of New York in Harlem. We used to commute in. We only lived about 30 miles from the city, out there in the suburbs of Jersey. And one of her co-workers' daughter was dating Reggie at the time. And so we had an in. And so we got to the stadium. We didn't go to the games, but we got to the stadium. And we waited over by the players' area for players to come out. And Reggie came out, and he was just, he had his head down, and there's all these kids in the neighborhood that were on bikes and all. And obviously, he was a big star. And it was a former Sun Devil star meeting a future Sun Devil star in me. And so my mother blurted out the lady's name and said that if we saw you, she said that you would sign. So he stopped, and I got my picture taken with him, and he's got a look of just totally disgust on his face. I just played a doubleheader. I'm gas. He signed it, and then he signed for a bunch of other kids. And then he got in his sports car. By that time, nobody was in the parking lot, and he just peeled off into the night wherever he was going. All right, there you go. That is what is trending here in the world of sports. Coming up, we got the phones working. Is this sure?
I've been assured they work. We're about to find out, though.
We're supposed to have Joe Ingles because he comes on Thursdays, but due to the earthquake, we had all sorts of trouble. Yesterday, the earthquake that was on Wednesday. I actually woke up last night at about 11 o'clock, and I'm thinking, we're having an earthquake, but I was just dreaming it. And I convinced myself that the walls were shaking, and I woke up, just boom, just pop up. Like it was some bad dream. And what it was, and I got on my phone, I'm checking, nobody's tweeting anything. Did I just make it up? And what it was is the noise from the heater coming on convinced me that that was the walls. They were shaking. So I imagined an earthquake. But anyway, I'm told yesterday they worked on it, and Joe Ingles is supposed to join us at 8:30. Followed by a half hour later at the top of the 9 o'clock hour, David Locke, DJ, will be checking in. And we'll see. If not, if they aren't working, I will tap dance like I did yesterday. No problem, huh? Yeah, DJ and PK brought to you by WCF Insurance. reminding you to be careful out there. Also, What is Trending is brought to you by Shamrock Plumbing. Receive a free osmosis system with the purchase of any water softener at Shamrock Plumbing, 801-295-1690. Shamrock Plumbing. Well, I guess we'll find out right away if the phones will work. If they don't, I got some backup plans, so we'll be good either way. Stay with us, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
Is Tony Parks and Austin Horton.
Ken Pomeroy joins us right now.
We took a national vote, and everyone has agreed. You are the only one that is qualified to dub a national champ. Who is it?
Well, reluctantly, I would say, you know, Kansas was clearly the best team by just about everybody's metrics. Certainly my system has them clearly as the best team. And I don't think you can find a system that doesn't have Kansas as number one. They would be it. But, you know, that just seems so unsatisfying because I did run the numbers on their chances of actually winning the tournament. And obviously they had the biggest chances, but it was only 20%. So you're missing here these 3 weeks. Is that crazy stuff was going to happen? And this was such a wide open year.
Tony Parks and Austin Horton, weekdays from 10 to noon on 97.5, 1280 The Zone and The Zone Sports Network.
Thanks for joining us this morning, DJ and PK. I'm PK on this Friday, March 20th. What is going on in your world? So now, have you adjusted to no sports? Has it been something that, all right, you settled in? You're about to do your thing? Nothing to see this weekend. This should have been the big weekend of NCAA tournament. Today should have been the second day. The Cougars would have won their first round matchup yesterday. Don't tweet at me or whatever you say. Don't hashtag at me. I've never done that.
Don't at me.
Just don't at me? Is that, you don't need to?
Yes.
Don't at me.
Don't at me.
Well, you know, if you're telling me not to do that, you're actually wanting that. Don't at me.
Please give me attention.
Yeah. I'm making a big statement. Look at me. Now, don't at me, but please do so I can be somebody and pretend that I really matter in this world. Anybody who says don't at me, you lose all credibility. And like Steve Kerr on politics after you had nothing to say about China. Once you had nothing to say, I don't care what you have to say now, buddy. All your words, nope. Just worried about your wallet. What are you going to do this weekend? What is up with zero sports? We should have been watching the NCAA tournament last night, well into the evening. And today we should have had the second day of it, the Thursday-Friday cycle. See the teams who are advancing to Saturday-Monday, or Saturday-Sunday, I guess it is in this case. Yeah, we don't get to Saturday-Monday until the Final Four. But we won't have any of that. So what the freak are you going to do? Oh. What are you watching? What are you doing? Caller, you're on the air.
Long-time listener, long-time talker, first-time caller. How are you, PK?
I'm good, caller. How are you?
Excellent.
I'm just caller.
Mostly true.
Caller, what are you doing to pass time?
Oh, my gosh. I've gotten so good at that. Binge watching The Office with my daughter.
What's that, Larry Scott? You're watching Larry Scott? Is that his name?
Yeah, a lot of that going on.
That's Michael Scott.
It is Michael Scott, not Larry, but we'll talk about the Pac-12 later.
Byron Scott.
Famous Arizona State Sun Devils for 500, Alex.
That's all I got for you.
Famous Scott.
Yeah.
Scott Gerard.
You said famous.
You know what I'm doing this weekend? This
what, caller?
I'm going back to work.
Really?
Oh, thank goodness.
Good for you, caller. What do you do for a living?
I talk sports.
You do?
I do.
Huh.
I do.
I used to know a guy who did that.
Oh, you're going to know him again soon, hopefully.
Really?
Man. Anything you can do to stay out of self-quarantine, people, wash your hands.
Wash my hands?
Don't sneeze or cough at the wrong time.
There's a right time to sneeze or cough?
Yes.
It's crazy. Like I told you earlier, you used to cough to hide a fart. Now you fart to hide a cough.
True story. True story.
I mean, the world is upside down. I want a complete 360, so when I have to fart, then I cough and nobody thinks anything of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Then you don't have to call the COVID hotline, and the nurse doesn't have to self-isolate for 3 days to see if the symptoms get worse. Thank you.
I've never called that.
Well,
is it an 800 number?
That's a good thing.
Do you have to pay?
No.
What's her voice sound like?
I think it's an 888 number.
Toll free?
Got it written down upstairs. Yeah, it is toll free.
Do you get a human being, or do they put you on, press this number if you think you got this?
You got to press a couple numbers, and then you get a human being.
Ah. Well, thanks for that information, caller. If I should need the opportunity, the opportunity arises in my life, not the opportunity, but if I should have to call it. I haven't called it. Apparently, you've called it, caller, have you?
Yes, I have.
Oh.
How long are you going to call me caller?
Well, we don't have the gold call screen. Like, I worked with a guy. We used to have this screen, and the producer would pump in the name.
Yeah.
And so then he would talk to the people, so the name would be right there the whole time. You know, Bob, Mike, Joe. And so the producer put the name on there by Debbie, and this guy I used to work with, caller, he didn't think that this was actually a female. And so he said, "You don't sound like a Debbie.
You don't really sound like a Debbie."
Well, I've been one for a long time.
All right.
Well, it's good to see that they're getting the board back together again, because it was you did that. I thought, I wonder if Yacht can play
that. Was never broken. That part's never been broken. That's the positive
news.
No,
that part didn't break.
Nope.
Everything else got fried by the power surge.
Essentially,
not that.
Yep.
So here, caller, I don't see your name up on the screen. I suppose there's something I could push, huh?
Well, there's a call screener that I just put a name in for you, so don't use that name.
Did you put in caller? What's the call screener number? I don't even know how to do that.
There's a program on there. I'll show you in a minute.
Oh. No, I got it right here. I don't see nothing.
You got to double-click on it. It's real difficult.
Oh, I see. Oh, you just put it in now.
It's there for you now.
Oh, yeah. And he put some guy. That's what he put. So, any sports that you've been doing, caller?
I've been following the NFL free agency like everybody else.
Really?
The sports out there. Yes.
Huh. And
Tom Brady to the Bucks. Can he turn that lousy franchise around? Won the Super Bowl 18 years ago. Haven't won a playoff game since. Been through six coaches. Can Tom change all that?
This is the third best thing that's happened to its franchise. Number one?
Winning the Super Bowl was one.
No, I think number one was getting the franchise.
Okay, you can't go anywhere until you have a team under that theory.
So what was it, in 76, somewhere in that
Range? Yeah, something like that, right. 76, yeah.
So they got the franchise. They sucked in the beginning.
They lost 26 in a row to start things. That was good.
Yeah. And John McKay, the old SC coach, and they asked him, what do you think of the execution of the offense? And he said he's for it. So that was a legendary line. And so then, obviously, when John Gruden led them to the Super Bowl in San Diego, I was telling Yacht that I was there on that media day on that Tuesday before. Yep. I beat the Raiders, which is ironic now because that's where he's coaching. And then, of course, now signing Tom Brady. I don't know that there's anything else that would surpass those three. So those are my three biggest moments in Tampa Bay Buccaneers history. And so he's taking sort of a franchise that's not getting a ton of run, not around the league. I mean, over there in Florida, it should be, of course, if that was your team. I mean, if it's your team and you're in your media market, they're obsessing over it probably. But otherwise, they haven't received a whole lot of publicity. Now, they're going to get a ton of it. And hopefully the football season starts when it's supposed to. And I have a feeling we're going to be seeing a lot of Tampa Bay Bucks. I hope he does well. I hope he goes out there and just lights it up.
It feels like the bar is probably getting them to the playoffs. Now, the playoffs are about to expand this year because they just voted the new CBA. So we'll be a 17. So if they can have a winning record, it seems like you're in. And we've had 10-win teams miss when there were six playoff teams, but not very often. Now it seems like most of the 9-win teams ought to be getting in with seven. So
I would think so.
Yeah, you think, can they get to the playoffs? And if they do that, you're right, we're going to see a ton of them now. Well, I would think that they'll be getting the Monday and Thursday night games. I wouldn't even be surprised if when they play the Saints and Breeze, if it's a Sunday night game early in the season, before either team could have injuries and fall apart. It'd be low risk to make that game 3 or 4 or something like that.
I think playoffs is a possibility. I mean, they weren't horrible last season, right? I actually saw them play.
They were not horrible, and I think a lot of that, Kyle Whittingham, every coach does it, and we know Whittingham does it here. It's turnovers are the second most important statistic, and Jameis Winston threw 30 picks. I mean, I don't know what Tom Brady's going to do, but he's not going to throw 30 interceptions. So
you're putting out the line, something to bet on right there. Vegas is looking for stuff to bet on.
I'd take the under. I would take the under on that.
He's never thrown over 14 in a season.
Look at Caller just going right there, giving Vegas some work in this downtime.
Yeah, come on, Vegas.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw a thing that like 75% of all casinos are closed, and traffic's way down. Nobody wants to hang out in a crowded casino, so Vegas is a ghost town now.
Yeah, I saw a thing. Yeah, go ahead.
The offshore gamblers are crushing it now, so people can sit at home on their computer and gamble there.
I saw a thing that said 90% of your putts that you leave short don't go in.
True story.
Yeah. And so,
are you golfing? Are you golfing during all this, PK, or now that the county courses are closed, the courses that are left are too crowded? So
caller,
caller,
what are you asking me personal information for?
I don't know. Curious. Golf, I think, is one of those things that people think, that's something I can do now.
Earlier in the week, I did play my men's league 9 holes.
Oh, there you go. Yeah.
So, and was it? They didn't have the flag stick in, which I didn't quite understand.
Because they don't want people touching the flag.
But you don't need to touch it. You don't need to touch it. The new
rules.
Right,
but out of habit, some people still do.
Then you put a thing on the flag that says, don't touch it. Or you put a sign adjacent to the green that says, don't touch it. Touch at your own risk. So I didn't quite understand that, actually. I mean, you don't have to. You don't have to touch the flag in order to play. So then we had to have somebody go up there and
tell you where the pin was.
Yeah,
although is it in front? Is it in back?
They gave you an approximation, a flag chart, I guess it would be. So, but whatever. It wasn't that big of a deal. I did that one other time years ago. My old partner, we were doing a radio show the next morning at Soldier Hollow. And so they sent us up there. And it was on a Sunday afternoon. The course was going to open. And so I went up there, but they didn't have any flags. And they said, go out and play it so you can talk about it the next day. So I took my little family and we went up there, and there were 0 pins and no idea where the hole. There was no hole chart. And 2, there was nobody in front of us. So here, if I understand that golf courses are being very crowded now. I was listening to some Phoenix radio, and they were talking about a Papago. It's the Sun Devils. It's their home course now because they closed their home course to use it for something else, use the land. And Mickelson put in a ton of money to revamp the course. And I understand they had record number of rounds on last Saturday and Sunday. I think they're setting over 300 groups went out. So when I was playing, there was a group ahead of you. So then you just paid attention to where they were on the green. And so that gave you – so it wasn't that bad at all, actually. You had an opportunity if you were paying attention. You had the flag chart on a handout. Plus, you see where the group ahead of you was. And I don't know about you, caller, but I'm not that good to where I need to know. It's precisely here at 113 yards and 5 inches or something. I mean, I'm not that good.
Yeah.
So
that's how dialed in PGA touring pros are. You got to golf with Mike Weir to see somebody do something like that.
Well,
the rest of us are just trying to hit the green.
Yeah, Frank Layden told me. I was golfing with Frank Layden once, and he told me a story that the caddy, Johnny Miller, asked him what it was. He said, it's about 185, and Miller jumped at him. You tell me about. You tell me exactly. And so, yeah, those guys, they're playing at a much higher level, obviously. But for the rest of us, it was actually fine. And so I don't know if I'll do it again, but it felt okay at the moment, and have to monitor the situation. because each day seems to be a little bit crazier than the previous day. So in by the time we get to Saturday or Sunday or Monday or Tuesday, who knows what our situation's going to be in. So I'm doing everything that they say to do, obviously. The gyms are closed. I've gone to the park. I've gone back to my old days when I didn't have enough money for a gym membership, and I would run 3 or 4 miles at the park. So I'm walking. The parks have actually been pretty crowded, even yesterday, where in a couple of days ago, when the weather was nice, it was fine. Yesterday, the weather wasn't as nice, but there were still a ton of folks out there, which I guess they say that's okay. You can take the dog for a walk and whatnot. And so I've been able to do that. And I wish you the best. Nothing but the best, caller.
Thanks so much.
Any sports you've binge watching on The Office? Anything else?
I was flipping around and saw the Major League Baseball Network last night, and it was they're playing famous games, and they played Mark the Bird Fidrich versus the Yankees. I think it was one of the old Monday Night Baseball games.
Yeah.
And Bob Uecker was on it, and he basically did stand-up in the dugout at the start of the game. He'd just seen the Yankees, and they were one of the best hitting teams in baseball, and it was a topic he loved to talk about because as a guy who really hit a lot in the major leagues, a 200 career average, and he'd had his tough times, and he learned to get out of it, and I was 0 for June and 0 for July once. I went home and saw my dad. And he said, "Why don't you get a job?" And he just like deadpans it all. It was like 2 minutes. It was, I don't know, it was kind of crazy to watch.
Mr. Belvedere?
So I saw some of that. What?
Mr. Belvedere?
Yeah, pre-Mr. Belvedere. This is so long ago. I think that was a late 80s show. And this game was, I don't remember. They had the date up on the screen. It was something in 1976. And it was early in the season.
I actually thought of you, caller. Yesterday,
yeah,
because I'm leasing a car now, and with that car comes a trial Sirius radio. They give you 3 months, although I waited a month to activate it, so I only got 2 months. But nevertheless, yesterday I'm flicking around, and MLB Network, it was a two-hour radio special thing. They obviously replayed it on Tony Gwynn, Mr. Padre. And they went
really?
Through. Oh, yeah. It was actually really, really interesting. And I didn't listen to it all because I didn't sit in the car for 2 hours. But I listened to it on my drive home from work. I'm at the arena now. And I listened to it there. And then I got home, got something to eat, and then I thought, I'm just going to head over to the park and get in some walking right now while I feel good before I want to take a nap. And so I turned it on, and it was still on. And then when I got to the park, which is just down the street, I actually sat in the car for another 20 minutes or so and listened to it. And it was really well done. And there's very few guys in the history of sports, really, any team, that can be Mr. Whatever, like Tom Brady. You'd have to think he's Mr. Patriot. Even though he's
right.
going to go and play for the Bucks now, he's still Mr.
Yeah.
Patriot. And a lot of franchises, and maybe they don't have somebody of that stature, or they have too many of that stature. You know, who's Mr. Yankee, really? Who's
right.
who's Mr. Celtics? You know what I mean? So
depends on your generation, right?
Yeah. But undisputed that Tony Gwynn is Mr. Padre.
Yeah. Yeah. So what'd they say about him or who'd they interview? Or,
oh, they interviewed a ton of people. They had John Kruk on there talking about how
funny.
That he's in some they're in some road trip and there's a knock on the door in the hotel and it's early in the morning and Kruk answers it and it's two uniformed policemen standing there. And are you John Kruk? And Kruk says he's all fuzzy when he just wakes up, and he's thinking, oh, bleep, what did I do last night? He's running through stuff that he did. And then his mind turned serious. Is something with my family, something with my siblings. You know, what's going on? Why are these policemen showing up? And then they told him that he needed to come downstairs. So he goes downstairs. And then they put him in a police car, and he gets in the back, and there's Tony Gwynn. And his first thought is, oh, my gosh, Tony was involved in this? There's no way. Tony would never do anything wrong. He's Tony Gwynn, blah, 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 blah. Well, the point is Tony set it up, and he was making a joke. And so it was just a gag that they were pulling to pass the time. But, yeah, then it just talked about Tony Gwynn coming in and how and by 1984 he'd really established himself, hit 350. He won 8 freaking batting titles. I mean, you can look that up. But just his ability to hit the baseball was just incredible. And how he was playing for Hawaii. They had, I guess that was the Padres AAA team at the time. And Doug Rader was the manager. And Gwynn had a base running gaffe. And he didn't pick up his third base coach early enough. And he ran through the sign or something. And he gets thrown out at the plate. And so they call him in after the game. And he's there, Skip, I know, man. I should have picked him up rounding second base. It's my fault, blah, blah, blah. I know what you're going to say. It won't happen again. And Rader lets him go on until he's done apologizing 10 times. And he says, yeah, okay, you did bleep up, but that's not why you're here. That's not why I'm calling you. They're sending you up. So you got a plane tonight at 10 o'clock. And how he called his wife and she started screaming on the phone. And for him, you know, not only going to San Diego, but he's actually born there. And so he was going home and then he has this illustrious career. So it was really fascinating. And then before we let you go, caller, there's one other thing. Flicking around on NBA TV, they played the game in Jazz history. Do you know what the game is?
This would be Game 6, 1997 Western Conference Finals.
So I will ask people right now, is that the happiest moment you've had as a basketball fan? I want your happy moments because it's Friday. My partner is not out, is not in today. He's being something, I don't know what he's doing, but, you know, he's a happy guy. He lifts my spirits, and just not having him here really sucks, caller. So let us, before we go, my producer's telling me we got to go to break. Your happiest moment in basketball?
Ah, that game versus the Utes taking down Arizona to go to the Final Four, or the Utes beating Carolina in the Final Four, or Danny Ainge finger rolling that shot in at the buzzer, because I'll bet some Cougar fans were pretty happy right then. I guess there was a second left. Wasn't at the buzzer, because Notre Dame threw it to half court and then launched that half quarter. Those would all be great moments. You'll have to create a Twitter poll and go crazy on that. I think your partner likes to do that every once in a while.
Well, if you run into my partner, have him do it because he likes to do that. And knowing how much he's driving his family crazy, that'll give him 30 seconds to get out of their hair.
30 seconds closer to returning.
Yeah.
Yay.
All right, caller.
All right.
See what happens.
Thanks a lot, host.
Take care, caller.
Okay, host.
Your happiest moment in basketball. Our app is still working, I understand, right?
Say that one more time.
Our app is still working?
It should be working. Streaming should be up.
And you can tweet, I guess, can you call 855-34-ZONE?
Yeah.
Does that work?
Yeah.
Your happiest moment in the sport of basketball, was it, Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Finals? We'll get to that next. Stay with us. 97.5, 1280 The Zone.
Take The Zone with you wherever you go.
Let's go.
Download the all-new Zone Sports Network app on your phone and get live streaming of The Zone as well as podcast editions of every show. From Salt Lake to Shanghai, Provo to Portugal, or Ogden to Oslo, wherever you go, we'll tag along.
Let's go.
Download the new Zone app by searching Zone Sports Network wherever you shop for apps. It's the Zone Sports Network app from 97.5 1280 The Zone and the Zone Sports Network.
All right, Frank, hold on. We'll get to you in a second. Zero Res Carpet Cleaning has been proven in lab tests to remove more dirt and soils than other methods. Our patented technology is the best in the industry. Schedule your Zero Res cleaning today, just $33 per room, and the fourth room is for free. You can call Zero Res. The phone number is 801-288-9376, or check them out online at ZeroResSaltLake.com. I asked, watching yesterday NBA TV, Stockton hits the three to put the Jazz into the finals. A phenomenal finish by John Stockton. One of the best blocking guards I've ever seen in Karl Malone, giving a bear hug to, was it Drexler? wherever that was, and Barkley didn't get over in time. Stockton nails the shot. The Jazz go to the finals. Is that your happiest moment in basketball? We're asking that question, 855-340-ZONE. Frank, good morning. How are you, buddy?
I am amazing. How are you?
Great. I'm glad to hear you're amazing.
I got the roads to myself.
True.
It's going to take me 6 minutes to get to work instead of 26 minutes. It's amazing.
That's a big difference.
Everybody stay home. Yeah, well, you know, and I am being respectful. I am being Purell, and I got my Clorox wipes. I'm being safe, but I work in my office alone. I send everybody home to work from home, and somebody's got to go man the office, right?
I would expect nothing more from a hardcore BYU fan like you, Frank.
Now, how did you know I was a BYU fan?
Frank.
I will admit, now, listen, as a basketball fan of any team, you can't have just one greatest moment. There
nope.
is no such thing as a greatest moment.
There is not,
because
huh?
As a Cougar, Danny Ainge is dribbling through Notre Dame, twisting, turning,
yeah,
laying it up.
Sure.
I ran outside banging on pots and pans. I think I was, I can't remember how old I was, but I was a kid, and okay. that was the greatest moment at that point.
All right. Okay. Yeah, it was a fine moment.
Later,
absolutely. Off the charts. Yeah, great moment.
It really was. But personally, my greatest moment was the first time I ever dunked, or the only time I ever dunked.
You dunked? Now,
I dunked.
It's not 8 feet or a trampoline, is there?
Oh, no. But it's a little jaded because it was a volleyball.
Oh.
But, hey, I'm going to take it. I'm taking that. But let me just tell you.
Okay.
If as a Jazz fan, if you've watched the Jazz over the years, you got to be thinking Stockton over Barkley, and sending us to the finals, I cried like a baby. I was a grown man. I cried like a baby. That was amazing. But I wasn't at that game.
No, it was in Houston.
That was in Houston.
Yeah.
And the greatest game I ever witnessed was Jazz down in the Salt Palace, down to the Bulls by 7 points. There's 40 seconds left. There's no way we're going to win. My wife's grabbing me saying, let's go. We're going to be stuck behind all this traffic. And I said, I'm not leaving this seat.
way to wear the pants, Frank. That's a Cougar fan for you right there, buddy.
BK, I got a story about the pants, but I can't tell you on air. But anyway, sometimes I wear the pants. That's all I can say. But
that's wearing the pants. Wait a second, Frank. If you wear the pants because you're a loving man who wears the pants, you don't always wear the pants. That's the point of wearing the pants.
If you wear the pants because you're the man, it's because she lets you wear the pants.
Yeah.
That's what it boils down to.
Now, if you're going to understand the whole divinely appointed relationship, one man, one woman, cleave unto me unto you, sometimes she wears the pants. Yeah, that's part of being the patriarchal leader, is it not, Frank?
It is.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Listen, as long as you win the war, you can give up a battle here and there.
Oh, yeah. Right, exactly, Frank. I mean, I appreciate the way, and I think Linda loves the way you appreciate her.
Linda?
Yeah.
I don't know who Linda is.
Ah, well, I took a stab. What the heck? I got the other thing right. I thought I'd double down.
Hey, Rowena, there you go. Now everybody knows it's Rowena.
Rowena?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm not going to forget that name, that's for sure. All right, well.
There you go.
Frank and Roe, I miss you nothing but happy bliss in the years to come.
Thanks, DK.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling. There it is. That's Frank. Cutting his commute. Wearing the pants. Happy moments. Ainge dribbling through the Notre Dame defense. Some of them he dribbled through multiple times. Really a phenomenal play that was, to be able to get the ball and immediately get full speed and act like the ball is Velcroed to your hand, basically, and to be able to maintain your balance as you're going virtually the length of the floor and right to the basket and to be under the body control. That's what always amazes me particularly about basketball players, the great ones, is the body control. They're never off balance. If they are, it's very rare. They just have that ability to stay on balance, to stay smooth, coordinated, and to be moving at that speed is really amazing. It's almost like he was running, just being timed in the 40, and to get to the hoop and to be under control as you're moving at the full speed and then to softly lay it in. It was just as dramatic comes. What an individual play. I mean, that was just awesome. And then his first time he dunked a volleyball. Does that count? I could never dunk.
I've never dunked.
Doesn't matter what kind of contraption I held in my hand.
It's one of those things I've always hoped to do, but I will never do it.
Yeah, I'm the epitome of white man cannot jump. I don't know if people realize this, but I'm Caucasian.
I think people had an idea.
I don't know if they did. You never know. And so I can't. But Frank, throwing it down with a volleyball, and then Stockton sends the Utah Jazz to the NBA Finals. Joe Ingles coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk to him. What is your finest moment? Your happiest. We need happy times, people. We need to reclaim some happy times. What's your happiest time when it comes to basketball? Stay with us, 97.5, 1280 The Zone.